100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily garbage from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's my broken headset, recording at 60 whatever units these are, cats fighting in the background, or some other lame excuse. The topic this week was coffee. We have a lot of stories this week, and I have a lot of coffee, so let's go ahead and get right to it. First up, it's Thomas of Fifth Cup of Coffee. Anyway, here's his story, and I hope you enjoy.
The waitress set our coffee down. We both poured the cream and emptied the sugar packets into the hot brew, stirring and banging the spoon on the rim of the heavy white mug. Ted dropped his spoon into the cup, and it disappeared. He fished around and couldn't believe what he saw. He dropped a salt shaker into the cup. Whoosh, it was gone. Then I dropped some coins and more utensils into the cup. Whoosh. Ted dropped in the bottle of Tabasco sauce and the little sugar packet holder. Whoosh. We were at the home of the bottomless cup. The coffee enema was the low point of our stay at the Golden Globe Spa in West Hollywood. As the attendant gathered the equipment, she joked and asked if we wanted cream and sugar. My girlfriend chuckled. I didn't think it was funny. Because taking my morning brew in the keister from an old Mexican woman wasn't appealing. We signed up for aromatherapy, salt glows, and a loofah scrub. The attendant left us perturbed as I was grumbling through the whole procedure. I didn't notice the little Mexican flag sticking out of my behind until I got up to dress.
Cool. Well, thank you, Thomas. And I want to apologize for, first off, for like saying, here's your story, when there are two. I mean, I just... Ooh, I haven't had my coffee yet. Coffee. And the second thing is, he gave a suggestion. And he was like, I don't want to tell you how to run your site. Dude, tell me how to run my site. I've been running it for like over 6 years, and I've been running it into the ground. Tell me to run it into something else, like a tree, or run it. What do you run things into? Anyway, he suggested that, you know, hey, you could do them based on photos. And I'm like, okay. So, like, at the end of this podcast, I'm going to tell you what the next topic is, but it's going to be based on a photo. Okay, so thank you, Thomas, and maybe I don't need that cup of coffee, how hyped up I am. Next up is Paladin. How do you pronounce it? How do you pronounce Paladin? Tomato, tomato, lets us kill the demon. Anyway, here is... Now I'm all conscious and stuff. Is there a third way to pronounce it? Paladin.
It was coffee. Just coffee. Later, it might be a dark, crowded room and a great silver screen. It might be a long stretch of empty highway and wind blowing our hair back. Perhaps soft murmurs and nervous, anxious, eager exploration. Maybe somewhere private. Maybe somewhere public. The ending may come in mere minutes, or some hours, or several days. It could end in this cafe, or on my doorstep, or hers, or on some porch in some future. But the beginning is here, with coffee. Just coffee.
Thank you, pal of mine. Yes, you are a pal of mine, Paladin. You know, Paladin, your pal with the Holy Avenger. Okay. God, now I'm going to be so self-conscious over this. Anyway, thank you, pal. George. And, it's already two stories in and I've freaking lost it. Which is a new record that it's taken me so long. Next up is... Muncie. Next up is Chris Monroe, Muncie, often of the Drabblecast. Damn you, Norm Sherman. And, man, I do need my coffee to calm me down. I mean, for crying out loud. All right, so here's Chris Monroe, with his story.
Legal disclaimer. Enclosed is 100 words of prompt story from Munsey, the side effects of which are, as of this time, unknown. The 100 Word Stories podcast is not legally liable for any exposure to the writings of Munsey you might experience should you choose to listen further, and is not held responsible for what happens next. Story will commence in 3, 2, 1. Coffee by Christopher Monroe. I've had 3 cups today, and I'll hit Starbucks on the way to work. Latte, I think. Venti. There'll be a pot waiting when I arrive, and when it's gone, I'll honestly try to remember to start a fresh one. It's inconsiderate to drink it all without replacing it for my coworkers. It's just hard to remember things sometimes. Gets harder every day. I hate the taste of coffee. It's like hot tar in my mouth. But I'll choke back as much as I can, because they come when I sleep. And there's nothing I can do to stop them. Stuff I write to be found at munseystories.blogspot.com. Running commentary on the weird recesses of my mind on Twitter at munsey. This recording will conclude in 3, 2, 1.
You know, I love it when people put legal disclaimers on their stories. That way I can, like, take this story and do all sorts of evil things with it. I could weaponize this story, and then I would not be responsible for the weaponization that takes place. How do you weaponize a story, anyway? I'm not sure. But I'm going to weaponize it. Weaponize is such a fun word. It's like, there should be, like, a button on your blender that says weaponize, or on your microwave. Oh, yeah, that's more appropriate. Anyway, thank you, Munsey. All right. What's next? Oh, we got Tom. Tom of, I was about to say Footnote, but that's long gone. No, he's got a news site. The link is in the show notes. I really need to stop recording and just go get my coffee. So, here's Tom, and, he may have a certain hidden message in here. I'm not sure. We'll see. Here's Tom and his story.
I've got some updates. Planet Z becomes an Iron Monkey with 100 stories in a row. TJ is tied for the 6th position with Steve the Nuclear Man. Thomas screams into the 39th position with his double shots. Your Humble Scribe has produced 100 stories in 57 weeks. But the real news is Phil Norval Joe Carroll. He has gone 3 years in a row, 156 stories. All hail the Monkey King. Hello, Night People. Tom here, and tonight's story is called The Drink. We at Black Tie Industries are proud to announce an addition to our beverage line, the power of chocolate, the calming effects of caffeine, and the sheer pleasure of cocaine. The chemists at Caleb Consortiums have chained the best of these along a long-running chain of CH3s to give you chocolate-flavored cocaine coffee. Get twice the stuff you need to get done in half the time. And all without losing that mild awareness that the collective forces of the universe are conspiring to ruin your life. Kachoko Choco Choco in a 64-ounce can. Have 2, or get left in the dust.
The Monkey King? Oh my god. The Monkey King. Oh, we must bow down to the Monkey King. Thank you, Tom. And it's good to know that, you know, we've got, you know, monkey tracking going on. It's very important. I should probably update the site. Oh, all right. So next up is Gideon. Gideon and I have been just slugging it out on Words with Friends here. And quite a few people, too. My sister just made a move. Hold on. Okay, she played hi. Okay, so I'm going to say hi back. And, oh, wait. And I set up Z's, Z-E-E-S, and E-X for a move. I'm already beating her by a bajillion points, but, you know, rubbing it in. Woohoo! Because I'm a jerk. Yeah, pick on the brain damaged, huh? All right, so let's... Gideon's story. Okay, well, here we go. Gideon McMillan and his story.
I interviewed for a job with a software company yesterday. I think I did well on my part of the interview. At least well enough for Joe, my prospective boss, to start selling me on the company. He explained the well-designed benefits package and gave me a tour of the offices. At the end of the tour, I had one question. Where are the coffee machines? I did not see one during our tour. Joe took me back to the cubicles and pointed. See? Yep. Coffee. Delivered by IV tubing to every cubicle. I'm going to like it here.
Can I work there? Oh, thank you, Gideon. And I just want to remind everyone that I think it was Monday. It was either Monday or Thursday or one of those days. It was National Coffee Month. And Jay Lee didn't post the free copy of Give Me Coffee by Flying Fish Sailors because he's busy and cruel. Well, none more surly than he. Oh, all right. Well, once again, thank you, Gideon, and I want to work there. And who's next? Oop, we got somebody new. We got somebody new. It's Abernathy Button. Button, button, who's got the button? Cute as a button. Push the button, Frank. And, I better sip some coffee, otherwise I'm going to just fall asleep. Yeah, because, you know, I'm not worked up or anything. Good news. Someone cares. All right. I'm doing a podcast. I was surrounded by monkeys. So, speaking of monkeys, cute as a monkey, it's Abermonkey Button. Just, I think I've one sip and I've already had too much.
Stumbling into the kitchen, Willie greets the coffee pot with sleep-encrusted eyes. It's where she keeps the instant coffee now. She doesn't brew her own Java nowadays. She had turned into a lazy person at 54. The coffee, a symbol of her life now. Instant. She needed the ritual of having a cup, or five. She ran the kitchen faucet until it became considerably hot, scooped out two small mounds full of the instant, and stirred them in her cup. Tossed the spoon into the sink, brimming with dirty dishes, drinking down the coffee, and her failures.
Aww, she needs to add Bailey's to it. Like I do. You know, I've got Bailey's in mine. Oh, hold on. Yeah. Doesn't matter what flavor the coffee is. It's Bailey's flavored coffee. Oh, thank you, Abernathy, and welcome, and don't ever leave. I don't want anyone to ever leave. I don't want anyone to ever leave. You know, this on the website, there's like, you know, hundreds of people have been here. They've come and gone. Some have tried to... Tom has the numbers. They've come and gone, and they've... Maybe we can give Tom access to the site, and he'll, like, put statistics every... Like, I'm updating the statistics every 5 minutes. I've got the... Ooh, we could automate it. We can, like, script Tom, Robo-Tom, and, like, you know... And then he would go nuts and, like, destroy the world. And then Yoshimi would come out. Darn you, evil pink robots, I will defeat you. And like, don't eat me! How the hell did it get there? All right. I don't know any other songs by the Flaming Lips, which is kind of pathetic, because they're supposed to be so great. Like, yeah, they're great. It's like, I only know one song. Again, I only know one song by the Pixies, I think. If there's another song by them other than, you know, with your feet on the ground, your head, there's something about that. That thing from Fight Club. Where is my mind? I shouldn't be singing so early. or late or ever. Next up is, well, it's sort of, it's Jeff, but it's Xerxes. I don't know whether this story was meant for, he sends me a whole bunch of them, does them in Google Plus and does them through, now he sends them through email. Because Google Plus, I mean, I forget to check, but then I get those messages through email. By the way, I'm on Google Plus. Did you know that? I don't know what name I'm under. It's Google. Ooh, Time Magazine had a thing where it's like Google Plus doesn't let you be anonymous. And then they had a picture of a dude, and then a picture of a dude with a bag over his head. I wonder if Second Lie is taking over. So, anyway, here is Jeff Xerxes and his story. Hi, Jeff.
I sat quietly, legs folded awkwardly, and focused my mind on the Zen koan. As much as I tried, I could not untangle the meaning hidden within the simple words. I even tried not trying by focusing my mind on the various muscles of my body, using that intensity of concentration to empty my mind in hopes of reaching Sunyata. I complained to my teacher that emptiness would not come, and he reminded me that I need to unfocus and concentrate on nothingness. Seeing my frustration, he mumbled something about samsara and endless something. I punched him in the throat.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that that was on the topic, because it didn't mention coffee at all. He had no coffee, and he punched somebody in the throat, which, if there's no coffee, oh, yeah, there's going to be throat punches. So, okay, I'm pretty sure I got the right one. So, thank you, Jeff Xerxes. Xerxes, Jeff. Ooh, I'm losing my voice. What can I do? Oh, right, drink coffee. I used to drink iced tea this early on. Then I should probably be drinking milk and orange juice. You know, it's not just for breakfast anymore. Actually, I'm sure that the commercial has changed to, oh my God, drink our goddamn orange juice, for the love of God, we're all going bankrupt. Or, it was picked by slave labor. Just kidding. Okay, that would be one hell of a campaign. It would also be, like, a total lie. Right. Next up is Zach. Man, he wasn't here last week, was he? Oh, I was so verklempt. Thank goodness. These are the days of awe and wonder, and I'm telling you, awe is first story. It's like, awe, and then, like, wonder is his second story. So here we go with Zach Mann and his story. Zzz. Stories. See, I remember for him, but not for Thomas, because I'm such a jerk.
Why did you buy that? You don't even drink coffee, she said. He replied, was it not you who asked me to go to the after coffee day sale? Since they switched to thermostyle coffee makers at work, they have less coffee makers that I have to worry about being neglected and starting fires. I was amazed at how long the pots kept drinks warm. Of course, unlike work, we will not need 24 thermos coffee pots. Dearest, when you put a hot thing in a thermos, it stays hot. Cold things stay cold. How does it know?
Don't you hate those uncomfortable silences when people have to... Ooh, wait, I'm doing that right now. Ooh, shut up, Uma. Oh, wait, coffee. Ah, ooh, pretty.
Back in the late 70s, the Canadian government spent millions of dollars to see if extreme amounts of coffee could give a person superpowers. They chose a child and gave him so much coffee that he became known as the Encaffeinated One. As you may suspect, he did not gain superpowers, but he did become weird. Well, he did not actually become weird, as obsessed with weird things and interesting ideas. He also had an urge to share them with the world. The young man first discovered the wonders of radio, then podcasting. He now lives at theweirdshow.com.
Ooh, was that a shameless plug for The Weird Show? Hold on, wait, let's look. The Weird Show.com. And the weird show actually exists. Oh, cool and easy and caffeinated. Ooh, is this a good show? Should I be listening to the weird show? It's at Farpoint Media. And who's at Farpoint Media? I don't know. Okay, technology, you know, all that will never entirely go away. Do that. Ooh, it talks about paperclips. Okay, yeah, all right, I'm going to listen to this. Ooh, podcast feeds, click on iTunes. All right, I'm sorry, I should probably be doing this offline, but you know what? I'm going to do it right now. All right, so, ooh, he's got a bunch of episodes. All right, so here we go, accessing iTunes Store. God, I'm clicking everywhere. Man, how could I miss it? I haven't been adding too much. Oh, what's this? Oh, it's telling me it's Off the Beat podcast by Dead Squirrel. So let's go to Off the... So I'm downloading that one. Now we can click on Off the Beat podcast. You know, I'm going to all these people's... Okay, science, jacking, sex, that Mexican, and insights, rants, and other unconceivable from the revolving cast of the Offbeat. And they've never invited me? I feel left out. What... I've been so focused on this, I just... Don't I get to play? Oh, I'm just... All right, I'll close that out and there and... Shouldn't even talk to them. So mean. Playing their little reindeer games. Oh, thank you, Zachman. And next up is Danny. I think he was away last week, too. It's probably with Zachman going, I don't feel like recording a story today. And then, like, Danny's like, hey, Freddy. You want Pet Freddy? And so there. Why don't I just shut up?
Hello. Danny Dwyer here again, and hopefully I can get this to you in a timely manner, considering I do not have any internet connection, and I'm going to be spending all day Saturday looking for a free one up here in beautiful Hernando County, Florida, which might as well be in the middle of my frickin' butt as far as technology goes. Oh well, I digress. Anyway, here I am with Weekly Challenge 284, Coffee. You're still drinking coffee at this hour? The sheer volume of her question imposed the unreasonable state of mind she whipped herself into. My girlfriend was hell-bent on blaming this self-imposed state of mind on yours truly. Unwilling to accept fault for my addiction, I responded curtly, "What? I'm only on my fourth cup of coffee today. I fail to see what you're getting yourself so worked up about." In hindsight, at 2:30 in the afternoon, I probably should have responded differently since I was on the brink of finishing my fourth pot of coffee. Oh well.
Hey everybody, this is me again. Thank you, Danny. I'm recording it on my iPhone using the, what's this app? Well, it's the Recorder app, just to prove that if you don't have your laptop going, you don't have a microphone, you don't have anything, you can still record your story using your phone if you have one of these super smartphones. If you don't, I mean, it's like, what's the point? I mean, then you're like totally screwed, or you got to call me on the phone and say, hey, can you record this? And I'm like, well, I guess so. Do you have your permission? Can you do the beep every 15 seconds just to let me know, Mr. Wiretap? And that kind of thing. So, anyway, I just want to prove a point. Yeah. So all those people are like, I know you just sound sucky. And it's like, well, duh. But still, it's your voice, and I don't have to record it. Or, I mean, have the midget record it. So, all right. Next up is Norval Joe, the king of the monkeys, apparently. Yeah, they'll get you a cup of coffee. Probably will. Monkey will get you a cup of coffee, but you know how monkeys are as waitresses. You know, they slop the coffee everywhere and asking for a tip, and then they're coming on to you, and that's just, well, I don't want to talk about it. So here's Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 284 with the prompt of coffee. Well, I'm out of town again, so no harmonica, intro or outro. And this time I made the incredibly stupid decision to run a marathon in St. George, Utah. So after 5 hours and 21 minutes of running through the heat and the hills and the blackened toenails and all the other pain and anguish, we've driven to Salt Lake City and we'll spend the night here before driving back to Motown tomorrow. So here's my story. They're following us, Esmeralda Flinch, supposedly of the Women's Trade Federation, said. We need to throw them off the track. What's that supposed to mean? Flypaper Boy asked. The cops, she said. They're on to you. When we pass through this tunnel, we'll slow down. You jump out and run down the hill to the cafe and wait for us. It may take us some time, and you'll need to stay on your guard and ready. So buy some coffee and stay alert. He jumped when told to, and ran, off a cliff, and plummeted toward the jagged rocks below. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Dude, you ran a marathon. Oh. First off, thanks, Normal Joe. Okay, if you send me the harmonica sound, what we could do is, when you're recording these on that, I can put the harmonica in. But I hope I get the cue right. I don't know. That would take effort. Easier just to have the midget play the harmonica. Thank you, Norval Joe. And, hey, an example of being on the run and recording on your phone. Because all it took me... I don't have a Android or whatever, Android. But all I had to do was... it's voice memos, and I'm using iOS 4. I'm sure that when the iPhone 5 comes out, you just stick the thing up your butt and blow. But you go and you have this little microphone thingy and you hit the little red button, you record, you hit the stop, then you hit the three lines, the three lines, three bars for life or something. And then you click on the right arrow there and you can either trim the memo, but really you want to share it and you'll share it through email and then you can send it to me and put the text of your message in there using copy paste. Isn't that cool? That's how you can do it if you don't have like a fancy setup like, a laptop or a computer or a gramophone. Or you do, I don't know how to do this thing. And if you still don't know how, if you've got like, I still got a StarTAC, it does me well and it looks sexy, that's okay. That's okay. I still love you. Not as much as people with, cool phones. Next up is TJ. TJ was just at the wire, and I was making my coffee. But right now, just to give you an idea, it is 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. Ooh, and Mo Rocca is about to do a thing from a place that's near and dear to my heart, sort of, kind of. Hold on, CBS Sunday morning. And he's doing about the temperance movement, and it's going to be... Roseanne Barr. Blech. That's just wrong. Right. So, anyway, still with Charles Osgood. But, no, he's going to be doing it on the Temperance Movement. And I think he was in Westerville. So up next, recap links. So let's see if they have the up next here. Recap September 25th. Oh, you guys suck. Just... watch it on HuluTube or whatever. So, Mo Rocca will post a link. He always does. He'll be like, he's a celebrity. Hey, watch me. Hey, watch me. I want to be the center of attention. Don't look at that Simon guy. Yeah, Mo Rocca. He doesn't even sound like that. Sounds like Mike Birbiglia, though. God, I'm sick of him. So here's TJ's story, and he'll probably tell you about more TV stuff, because, he does that TV cast thingy. I don't watch much TV. Baseball playoffs were on. Man, Lance Berkman hits a 3-run homer, and like Hunter and the, wham. My God, that was awesome. And either way, some overpaid dude for the Astros winds up losing. Well, overpaid dude that wanted to actually win. And so they're like, you know, if Lance loses again, that'll teach him to go to the Yankees. Jerk. I don't care if you went to Rice. Jerk. Went to the Yankees. Butthead.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, here with the latest installment in Adventures in Armand Dating. In this week's adventure, Going the Distance. Ellen from Chicago. Tanya from Baltimore. Amber in... Oh, Surrey. Oh, just up the road here. Wait. Surrey. England. Hi, eMusical Chairs. TJ here. I've been looking at these suggested matches, and I said I wanted matches within 30 miles of here. Are you really willing to overlook the love of your life if she's more than 30 miles away? I don't know. Are you really asking me to define a metric you're going to then proceed to completely ignore? But for optimum compatibility, you may need to... I've done the long-distance thing. Narrow these search parameters, please. Thank you.
Thank you, TJ, and I'm sorry for the last words I said before playing your piece was butthead. Should have made some lame joke about North Dakota, like, ooh, the satellite fell in North Dakota. That's why NASA couldn't find it, because they don't know where it is. I suck. Can't wait for this podcast to be over. Oh, it almost is over! Except there's one more story. Yeah, you know who it's from. Planet freaking Z. NASA can't even find them. Satellite probably landed on the... bounced off of that and then hit North Dakota. So, here's Planet Z.
The best part of waking up isn't Folgers in your cup. There isn't any best part to waking up, really. Especially when the ship's navigation computer thinks we've arrived back home and we're in the middle of deep, empty space. The cryogenic bends hurt like a motherfucker, no matter how many green pills you take or algae packs you suck on. Every move, every thought, even just sitting still, is agony. Try doing four-dimensional astrogation by hand on top of all that. Worst of all, the only coffee is in the terraforming module, waiting to be planted on Earth 2.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about coffee. Coffee? Wait. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Until next week, when the topic will be a... well, it'll be a photo. And it's a photo of mustaches. Go to the site and you'll see. This is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening. And, as always, keep it brief.